It's time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's another law enforcement update today. Sheriff Jason Purrington's with us this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Good. Fall is in the air.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
It does, but I'm hesitant to say too much.
Right.
Because I'm not ready for winter.
But yeah, I would agree with you there that, you know, the 95-degree days, I'll be glad that they're not here anymore, but I'm not ready for 10 degrees either. You know, if it could stay fall,
right,
that would be perfect for
and
me.
And then just go right into spring.
Yep, fall to spring, back to fall would be ideal for a guy like me. But
you,
unfortunately,
see if you can do something.
Yeah,
for that,
right? I'll see what I can do with that. But
this time of year, the roads are busy.
Yes, you know it is. It's starting to, you know, what we call our harvest season. And we're going to start seeing, we're seeing a little bit of movement already, but obviously things are going to really ramp up here pretty soon. And you're going to start seeing, you know, the big, the combines, the tractors, and, you know, the trucks. And you're going to start seeing all these different pieces of equipment that the farmers use out on our highways. You know, and not only on the four lanes, but you're really going to see them on the two lane highways. So obviously we got to kind of mentally prepare ourselves that, you know, over the next month and a half, you know, whatever it takes, we're going to have to encounter some of this activity. And we just have to be prepared and mentally prepared that, you know, things are going to be, might have to slow down a little bit. You might have to pay a little more attention. So
what is the biggest issue? Is it the speed that they travel, that you sneak up on them fast? Is it coming face to face with them and they're overlapping? What is really, if you had to pick, the single biggest concern?
For me, I think it would be when they're coming up from behind a piece of equipment. I don't think they're really gauging the speeds that these combines and tractors can go. You know, they're probably at road speeds, but what's road speed for a combine?
Right.
You know, is it 20 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour? You know, I really don't know. But, you know, when you're driving 60, 65 miles an hour, whatever it is you're driving, you know, I think to me that's the biggest concern, or I think that's the biggest thing that we need to be prepared for, is that you're going to see these, and they're big enough. You should see them coming, you know. And now the other flip side of that is at night, hopefully, and they should have the proper lighting. And because once in a while you'll come across that where somebody's just going from one field to the next, and they don't have the flashers or they don't have them on. And those things are tough to see at night, you know. So I think that's probably the biggest concern.
And even
me,
I'm thinking sunrise, sunset, if the sun is kind of in your eyes.
Yep, that can obviously make a difference too. So absolutely.
Definitely need to be aware.
Yes, we definitely need to be aware that we're getting into harvest season, and we need to remember, you know, you're going to start seeing a lot more of them, you know, for the next month or so, which, yeah, I know. Sometimes people are, you know, in a hurry to go nowhere. Sometimes it seems like, you know, like from getting A to B. But we got, obviously, they have a job to do, and we have to make sure that we get through this harvest season without any crashes or accidents or, you know, fatalities for that matter. So,
and this is also a good time to remind farmers that if you are driving down the road, you do need to make sure your lights are on and that you're obeying the laws.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, it's definitely a two-way street on that. And, you know, the motorist just has to be prepared to slow down and take your time and be safe. And the farmer also has to do that to make sure he's got the equipment in the proper working order, to make sure he's got the flashers on the back, you know, the grain trailers and the wagons and the trucks, and he's got to make sure, you know, if he can, when he's going down the road, try and get over as far as you can. You know, with the size of the equipment today, that's even harder to do than ever.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, these newer combines are huge.
Yeah.
So you take a two-lane road without a shoulder on it, you're just going to have to take your time and wait, right. You know. And the farmers also need to, you know, if they get into a situation like that and they notice there's people behind them, if you come across a field approach, you know, can you just kind of pull onto that to let the traffic get around you and then get going again. So,
and a lot of this equipment, you mentioned, you know, combines, but the wagons, and there's a lot of that stuff that really sits most of the year, and then all of a sudden you need it, and yeah, maybe lights don't work anymore,
right.
Or
right.
Warning signs have fallen off.
Yeah, they definitely have to, you know, make sure their safety equipment is in working order. Like I said, they, for the most part, it probably sits in the shop for, you know,
10 months
out of the year, you know, other than hauling grain to the elevator, you know, on their off times or whatever. But it's definitely safety first. So we just got to make sure we're focused on safety to get through, you know, without any accidents or injuries or fatalities for that matter.
Absolutely. So, we'll make it a safe harvest.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the key, just like anything else. And then obviously you got to throw in, you got the school kids driving, you know, you got the buses on the road, and you have everything else that kind of goes with, you know, what starts up in the fall. So it just kind of stacks everything up a little higher and higher. So we just really, you know, put the distractions down, put the phones down, don't mess with the radio. You know, when you get in, get it set to where you want it and then go. And, you know, put the distractions away, whether it's that or even people in your car for that
Absolutely.
Matter. So we just don't want to see, you know, obviously, don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Right. And we want your radio set on KDOM all the time.
Right.
Anyway,
I mean, I don't know what you really need to set up. It should be there anyways. So that should just be an automatic.
Right. Other things we need to mention today.
Well, you know, and just a few hints, you know, motorists should, and we've covered this, but we'll just go over it one more time. Motorists should slow down, use caution when approaching farm equipment. Don't assume the operator can see you. That's a valid point there. You know, you got to make sure they know you're there. So stay far enough back that they can see you if they got the rearview mirrors or whatnot, but just don't assume they know you're there. Watch for debris that's dropped by the trucks or some of the equipment, the plows and things like that. Sometimes they'll come out of a field, and whether it's muddy or they'll just drop clumps of dirt. You gotta be aware for that. You know, it's safer to brake or drive through the debris than it is to try and swerve to go around it. You know, and that's pretty standard.
It's also easy to say, but I think it's human nature. If something's in front of you, you try to get out of the way.
Well, and it's even that way for whether it's deer or any type of wildlife. You're always probably safer to just try and slow down. And if you hit it, you hit it, versus trying to crank the wheel one way or the other and lose control, or you got a car coming at you and you hit an oncoming vehicle. And it's easier to say than to do, because I understand, because I where, you know, you see a deer coming, what's the first thing you do is you kind of crank the wheel a little bit, and it's like, no, don't do that. But we certainly, stuff like that where you see the debris in the road, slow down, drive through it, or slow down, and if there's nobody coming, if you have to drive around it, that's fine. But just make sure you're slowed down when you do that. We don't want to see high speeds and then jerk the wheel one way or the other, and then all of a sudden you're losing controls going sideways into the ditch or into oncoming traffic. So we'll wait for a safe place to pass, you know, which is, that kind of goes back to our patience. Sometimes if you have to follow it for a mile or so to find a safe place, well, I get it. But it's like I said, this is just temporary. We just got to get through the season. You know, and as far as the farm equipment operators, use lights and flashers to make equipment more visible. Slow-moving vehicle emblems on equipment traveling less than 30. Consider using a follow vehicle when moving equipment, especially at night. Especially if, you know, if you're pulling wagons or carts that don't have proper working lights, you need to have that vehicle behind with the flashers on. So So when somebody's coming up, they see at least the flashing lights, and they can get slowed down and notice it's a car and then a trailer. So that's very important. And then properly secure the loads that you're carrying to the elevator. You know, make sure that's all the way it should be. So just some hints.
Just about everything that you've mentioned, it comes back to speed.
Yep.
You know, if you come up on a deer in the road, if you slow down, you have better odds of seeing it.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
If it's a combine in front of you, it just speed has a lot to do with
and
a lot of
things. There's a big
things.
Difference from going 55 to 65 and braking. And, of course, I don't have the stats on that, but there's a difference. You know, you're just driving that much faster. You have that much less roadway to slow down. And, you know, it certainly is much safer to slow your speeds down. Take your time. If you know, leave a few minutes earlier if that's what you got to do. But
well,
certainly.
And really, we're talking about it takes you 15 minutes to get there, so it takes you 20.
Right.
That it's not like asked to sit for 2 hours.
Right. And unfortunately, that's kind of the problem we have, is everybody's in a hurry to get there and they want to save every minute they can. And in reality, what's a couple minutes?
Right.
In the grand scheme of things, a couple minutes isn't anything, you know. So I get it, but, you know, obviously we're more worried about safety and getting people from A to B safely. So
very good.
All right.
Anything else we need to mention this morning?
Nope. I think we're good.
All right. Sheriff, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll make it a safe harvest season.
Yes, absolutely.
That will do it this morning for Kaleidoscope on KDOM.